Hello, and welcome to Words of Wisdom, a podcast dedicated to reflecting on the wisdom of the Book of Proverbs. Your host is Dr. Jerry Weirwool, who will share life-giving truth from Proverbs that will help us become wise and discerning. Wisdom is a journey, and we hope you will join us for this exciting adventure.
Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent person sees evil and hides, but the naive continue on and are punished." This same proverb also appears in Proverbs 27:12. The proverb presents clear antithetic parallelism between the prudent person and the naive person. Both categories of individuals are presented as encountering similar circumstances, but their response and behavior are completely different. First, the prudent person is one who sees evil, the proverb says, and perceives it for what it truly is. And their response is then to hide themselves. Now, when we hear the word hide, one might tend to think of this as like a weak or cowardly response, since other proverbs, such as Proverbs 28 verse 1, say that the righteous are confident or bold as lions. But the focus of Proverbs 22:3 and 27:12 is not about whether the prudent person is bold, confident, or courageous. It is about whether they make good choices when they see evil. And this accords well with why the proverb uses the description of a prudent person. Being prudent means exercising caution and sound judgment in decision-making, personal behavior, and practical affairs of life. A prudent person is circumspect and uses discretion and discernment according to the need in each situation to make good choices. And so, for the prudent person to hide themselves when they see evil means that they respond and act in an appropriate way according to their perception of the evil. To hide oneself from evil means to remove yourself from its path and thus actively avoid encountering it. However, the idea of evil in the book of Proverbs is very general. It can refer to anything that is bad or harmful or causes suffering. All of these things kind of fall under the same Hebrew word along with wickedness and true evil. Therefore, the word evil could represent anything from a disaster to an injurious activity or a detrimental relationship, a job, or some peer pressure toward criminal activity, or any other situation that does not promote personal well-being, wise living, and obedience to Yahweh. And therefore, hiding oneself doesn't necessarily refer to running and hiding physically. Rather, it can be a figurative or a literal avoidance of the evil, which might include physically departing from a location, but it can also refer to a variety of actions, such as not responding to provocation, or not answering questions that are designed to entrap you, or diverting your eyes to remove temptation, or ceasing to pursue certain thought patterns that can lead to wickedness and sin, and so on. The prudent person is one who becomes an expert in the art of evasion. Now, what do I mean? Well, when I was in high school and college, I enjoyed playing dodgeball. I was not a superstar or anything like that, but I did get rather good at it and was recruited to play on several teams. One of the keys to being good at dodging balls is to be able to react in time to avoid them. While playing a match, players must constantly keep an eye on the other team in order to be aware of incoming balls. By paying careful attention, players can notice when an opponent begins to wind up to throw a ball. If you're advancing forward to grab a ball on the floor near the center of the court, for example, and you see an opponent start to wind up, the smart thing is to back off and prepare to dodge or catch the ball. But if the opponent is winding up and you catch that motion through your peripheral vision, then that can indicate to you that there's the potential danger of an incoming ball. This is like the prudent person's skill at evading evil. They carefully watch in their life to spot the windup for potential evil coming their way. And because of that perception, they're able to then respond appropriately and take corrective action so as to not get hit by the incoming evil. Now, no one's a perfect dodger of evil, but a lot of trouble and issues in life can be avoided if one keeps paying careful attention to people, places, circumstances, and their own struggles and weaknesses. Most of us will probably admit that some of the evil and hurt we have experienced in life was preventable. If we had paid closer attention to the signs and the onset of circumstances surrounding the occasion when it happened. Moving to the second half of the proverb, unlike the prudent person whose aim is to avoid encountering evil and being subjected to the injury and suffering it causes, the second half says that the naive continue on and are punished. The Hebrew word translated naive is one of the words that the book of Proverbs uses to describe a fool. Everyone is ignorant in a sense, but not necessarily naive. We don't know what we don't know until we learn about it and realize that we were ignorant on the matter. However, a naive person is someone who lacks discernment and takes everything at face value without considering its true nature. This type of naivety entails being simple-minded, gullible, and oblivious. Without any consideration beyond superficial observations and knowledge, a person is prone to misreading situations and people, being deceived and exploited, and making poor choices. By not having any circumspect awareness or foresight, the naive person stumbles on, blindly ignoring any signs of danger. The naive person may or may not perceive the signs of danger, but even if they are aware of them, they do not treat them with the due consideration that they should. They just blithely dismiss them and continue on their present course, unsuspecting that they are heading straight toward the calamity that awaits them. This description of the naive person reminds me of a line in the movie Forrest Gump from 1994. Now, Forrest Gump is a movie about an Alabama man named Forrest who has a low IQ and leads a simple life, just wanting to be reunited to his childhood sweetheart. One of the most memorable lines in the movie is when Forrest is on the bus to his first day of school, sitting next to his future sweetheart, Jenny, and having his first real conversation with someone other than his mother. In the middle of the conversation, Jenny just blurts out and asks Forrest, "Are you stupid or something?" To which Forrest responds immediately, "Mama said, stupid is as stupid does." I think this line is ingenious, because what Forrest is identifying from his mama's teaching is the fact that real stupidity is demonstrated in one's actions and not in a perceived lack of intelligence in someone. This is completely true. I know people who are highly educated and very smart when it comes to technical subjects or complicated ideas, but for whatever reason, they demonstrate at times that they are just downright stupid because of their decisions and actions. And this is exactly what the proverb is highlighting about the naive person. Their decision to continue on toward evil reveals their foolishness. They should know better than to continue proceeding in the direction of disaster. But nonetheless, in their stupidity, they just do. And because of that indiscretion and cavalier attitude toward the circumstances or situation, the proverb says they eventually are punished. The Hebrew word translated punished is used in a wide range of contexts where the penalty in view might be, for example, civic punishments for committing a crime, like a fine or jail time or public service, or could be just be general repercussions resulting from the poor choices, for example, like being injured or getting sick and or a loss of relationship or a job or suffering financial loss or a loss in your reputation or anxiety, emotional pain and distress, and so on. The degree of punishment that the naive person incurs through their senseless actions may or may not correlate directly to the circumstances. The point of the proverb is not about the penalty being commensurate with the activity or crime, but the inevitability of it happening. But the proverb is not an absolute and inviolable universal principle. It may not happen every time where the naive are punished for their stupidity, but if a person disregards clear precautions and evidence for impending danger, they will eventually suffer because of it. In order to illustrate this proverb, I want to tell the story of John Donahue. Donahue, affectionately known to his friends as Chicky, grew up in Inwood, which is a small neighborhood in Upper Manhattan, New York. As an adult, Donahue served in the United States Marine Corps for 6 years in the Philippines and Japan. Now, back home in Inwood during the Vietnam War, Donahue and friends regularly got together at local bars to have a few drinks. One evening in November of 1967 in Doc Fiddler's, which is a bar in New York City, 26-year-old Donahue sat among old friends nursing a beer as the jukebox hummed a low tune. The Vietnam War had taken many of his neighborhood friends overseas, leaving behind only worry and the occasional bittersweet letter home. As the news on the TV was constantly streaming propaganda about the war, and then was paired with scenes of anti-war protesters, conversations in the bar always seemed to circle back to that. Who was drafted, who was wounded or killed, or who might return home one day. Then, amidst a string of complaints at the media's representation of the war, and the dismayed morale that such footage was probably producing in the U.S. troops, one of the guys made an off-the-cuff suggestion that someone should sneak into Vietnam, tell their neighborhood friends that they were thinking about them and supporting them, and share a few laughs over a can of beer. It would be the greatest beer run ever. It was a ridiculous idea, a barstool fantasy, a far-fetched wish for something they could do for their friends across the world. But to Chicky Donahue, he took it seriously. And he decided that he was going to do it. Donahue was a merchant mariner and thought if he got hired on as an oiler with a ship headed to Vietnam, he could stop in to visit his neighborhood friends who were serving in the war. Armed with little more than a duffel bag packed with beer, he got a spot on a ship heading to Vietnam. Now, he had no military clearance, no real plan, just a stubborn belief that he could march into a war zone and hand deliver some cold brewskis to his buddies and cheer them up a bit. Well, Donahue arrived at Quy Nhon in Vietnam on January 19, 1968. And quickly located his childhood friend Tommy Collins, who was a member of the 127th Military Police Company. Upon seeing Donahue, Collins couldn't believe it. He was astonished that Donahue had traveled around the world just to say hi and give him a beer. But when Donahue explained that he intended to travel throughout Vietnam and find their other friends, Collins strongly advised against it. He told Donahue that he had no idea what war was like, and how dangerous it was for anyone, especially Americans, to travel around Vietnam. But Donahue paid no attention to Collins, thinking he was exaggerating and being overly dramatic about it. So Donahue continued on and traveled to the Ashau Valley, where he located two other Inwood natives, Kevin McClune and Rick Dugan. While there, Donahue got caught up in the Battle of Khe Sanh, and tasted up close the horrors of war and the real danger he was in. Donahue was not military, didn't have any military escort to keep him safe, and he was one step away from becoming collateral damage in the war. But the following day, he continued to press on, and was able to get in touch with his last friend, Bobby Pappas, a communications specialist in the Army, stationed in Saigon. But the next day, when he was supposed to leave, a major uprising by the Northern Vietnamese Army, known as the Tet Offensive, broke out, and Donahue found himself stranded in Vietnam, not able to get back to his ship and leave. Luckily, weeks later, he was able to get on board another merchant ship returning to New York. And so, on April 1st, 1968, John Chicky Donahue set foot back on U.S. soil again. Donahue's carefree attitude didn't shield him from the brutal chaos of the war when he was there. He found himself in firefights, dodging mortars, and even getting mistaken for an enemy spy. Soldiers would pull him aside and yell at him and shake their heads in disbelief, saying, "You shouldn't be here." Eventually, Donahue realized just how close he had come to death, more than once. War wasn't a game and he wasn't invincible. He realized it was a foolish, naive mission, one that could have ended in disaster, but somehow, miraculously, he survived. So while Donahue didn't receive a heavy punishment for his incredibly naive and foolish decision to go to Vietnam during the war, he did suffer while there, and he got stranded for a while before he was able to make his way back home. But that was a very small price compared to what he could have paid. And after returning home, Donahue realized just how stupid he was to go on his little adventure. But what Donahue's story really portrays well is the blind naivete that he harbored and by which he operated, thinking that the war was no big deal and that he could just stroll around Vietnam and say hi to his friends and that all would be just fine. No one with half a brain that had an ounce of discernment and wisdom would have ever thought that was a good idea. While no one doubts the loyalty to his friends and courage that Donahue demonstrated, those virtues were completely dwarfed and rendered insignificant on account of Donahue's insanely dangerous decision to enter the war zone to bring his friends a smile and a beer. When a prudent person sees danger involved, they hide so as to avoid it. But the naive person foolishly presses on and continues toward it, oblivious to the dire consequences that await them. Unfortunately, for most people who make truly stupid choices like Donahue did, it usually doesn't turn out well at all. Stupidity has a way of exacting the highest price it can. So we must live with wisdom and sound thinking, knowing that there is evil lurking around every corner, waiting to ambush us if we just continue on without careful attention. Because if we do, we should not be surprised when evil strikes and we are punished for our foolishness. This is the wisdom of the proverb.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Words of Wisdom podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be so appreciative if you would share this podcast with your friends. And if you have been blessed by this work, please consider supporting the podcast by clicking on the donation link in the description.